Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we come to Luke chapter 1, verses 11 through 15. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born." Long before Franklin Graham conducts an outreach in a city, he sends an advance team to get things ready. The team communicates with churches, conducts training sessions, and holds prayer meetings. They work to prepare the hearts and minds of people for the time when they will hear the gospel. That ministry model is not new. It was first used to prepare the world for Jesus. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had been unable to have children and were well past their normal childbearing years. And quite honestly, they'd given up all hope until an angel came and communicated the startling news. They would have a boy, call him John, and the divine purpose of this child's life was to prepare the world for the coming of Jesus. God's advance team was led by John the Baptist. Over the next few days, we'll get familiar with this man who had a special assignment from God. Really, though, John's purpose was no different than yours or mine. We are uniquely called to prepare our worlds for Jesus, our homes, our schools, our places of work, our neighborhoods. Now, here's the question. Are you living your life in such a way that people are attracted to Jesus? Father, our words and our actions echo through our worlds. Protect our hearts, minds, and mouths. Help us prepare people for your Son and the eternal life that comes only through him. In Jesus' name, amen.